a special edition interview with Alexis Dominguez, KRDO News Channel 13 reporter, for a story that she's working on. The series, and this is part two we're going to be talking about, is The Real Cost of Living. And Alexis, welcome. Wow, a powerful story, because the first part of this two-part series thus far dealt with skyrocketing rents in the Pikes Peak region.
Yeah, so it's definitely, you know, a problem we all really know about living here in Colorado. Cost of living here is very expensive. Whether you're looking at just rent prices or home prices, rent on average is $1,200. So when you think about that, I mean, that's a little less than a mortgage for a home. You know, is it really worth renting, or is it worth, you know, saving for a down payment to buy a home? That's kind of the issue we're talking about.
And, you know, in the middle of that are the property management firms who are renting for a lot of time sight unseen. The properties can stay listed for hours, maybe as long as a day or two, and they are charging more than $1 per square foot for whatever the property is. Again, sometimes sight unseen.
Right.
And that is how hot this market is. It's how hot it continues to stay. That speaks loudly and clearly to what you're going to address next, and that is the incredibly high cost of housing now, the scarcity of housing, the affordability of it. Median housing prices have gone up in a very short period of time, more than $100,000.
Yeah, at this point right now, it's about $339,000, which obviously, I mean, listening to that is a lot of money. We're talking about, you know, first-time homebuyers, how that's affecting them. Obviously, it's very difficult to save up for this kind of purchase. I mean, speaking as a millennial myself, that's kind of what this story kind of talks about. And, you know, we're dealing with student debt, some of the highest that we've seen so far. And it's just, it's not easy. I mean, you're dealing with trying to save up for a down payment, but also having to pay for your student debt. And also, Colorado Springs is notorious for not having a very high, you know, wage. So we're talking about $16 an hour. That's the average rate right now that people are getting paid per hour. And it's not enough to save up for a home.
By and large, what's the average age you're finding is in the housing market right now within the millennial sort of age bracket?
So right now, just kind of looking over the story that I did, we found out that not a lot of millennials are able to buy a home. So the average homeowner at this point, I think, is about, you know, 39, I believe, is the age where that's the average age people are now buying homes, which, I mean, you grow up thinking the American dream, that's owning a home. Everyone's kind of wanted to do that. We've kind of learned millennials are now staying, they stay renting because it's just not easy to afford a home. And I think millennials just have that priority of trying to pay down their debt rather than getting themselves in more debt. And I mean, we look at home prices and it's just gone up. I mean, our parents did not pay $339,000 for their starter home.
No, not at all. And that's key, is starter home. And that's what's so astounding about this. We're in a place where we are enjoying a lot of prosperity right now. Businesses are doing very, very well. We're riding one heck of an economic wave. But the consequence, of course, is to make things within easier reach because you're earning more. But then again, in the Pikes Peak region, I think we also understand that wages have not generally kept up with the cost of living.
Yeah, and we talk about Colorado Springs becoming the most desirable place to live. I think we have that name. We have Garden of the Gods, one of the most trafficked parks. I mean, Colorado is like really one of the places where a lot of people want to live. But the cost of living here is just crazy. I mean, it's a lot of people here say we're becoming like a new California. You hear about California having those high prices, and Colorado is, you know, right there with them.
So we'll be able to follow along with this story. It airs tonight at 10 p.m.
Yes.
On KRDO News Channel 13. The part one of the story is on KRDO.com. We simply search for The Real Cost of Living. We can see the first part in order to catch up and be ready for the second part. The first part airs at 6 this evening as well.
Yes, it does.
Which is also a good thing to see these things. And and let this messaging sink in. I imagine you're looking for possible solutions, people who are working to make housing more affordable and attainable for people.
Yeah, I wish I had, you know, great news, positive news. Unfortunately, it looks like prices are only going to continue to go up. It's a matter of, you know, what can we do as a community to make sure that we have the resources available for affordable housing? And, you know, we kind of look at some of the issues on really what this piece is about is what is causing this. So we talk about wage gap, we talk about student debt, we also talk about how much it costs for materials, land, and you know how much it actually costs to build a home. That also kind of is part of the problem. You know, if your builders are paying a lot for land, that's going to translate into the actual price of the home. So obviously, these price tags are really high and not necessarily affordable. So that's kind of the issue here. Living in Colorado, we all know about that. It's just a matter of, you know, what's next.
Alexis Dominguez, KRDO News Channel 13 reporter. A lot of hard work and a lot of detail in this story. Again, watch this, the part two in the series, The Real Cost of Living, and that will be on at 10 p.m. tonight. KRDO News Channel 13. Thank you, Alexis.
Thank you.